Turning to sports on KNKX, a new law signed this week in California allows college athletes to eventually make money from advertising that uses their name and image. It's similar to legislation that was introduced in Washington State this past legislative session, but never made it to a vote. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says the time has come to motivate the NCAA to change its ways. Art, some people may have heard about this law, but there are some clarifications to be made. What exactly has happened?
Well, let me start with what it is not. This is not an immediate effect. This has been pushed off until 2023, when the law takes effect that allows student athletes at California universities to receive outside income from the use of their likeness, image, and name. It is also not money out of university coffers. This is additional outside income, so there is no threat to the budgets of California schools.
So what did the California lawmakers hope to accomplish, and why was the NCAA opposed to this?
Well, the California lawmakers saw this problem that's been around over maybe 100 years of the inability to pay college athletes for their labors, even though they are getting a scholarship. But it takes a willing student to be able to exploit that scholarship. And if you're only around for 1, 2, or 3 years, or you're not interested in college education at all, there isn't really a value to the scholarship other than it gives you permission to play football or basketball. They want to rectify that injustice, and they did it by a 92-0 vote in the legislature, and it was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday. And the NCAA has been opposed to this because it's going to disrupt the system of amateurism. And amateurism has no place in the capitalistic marketplace, and it has no position in sports either, because the Olympics, which used to be a bastion of amateurism, got rid of it 30 years ago.
Right.
And it's an antiquated system that exists nowhere else in the world except in U.S. college sports. All other countries in the world, when they have talented athletes, they typically get them into academies where there's a balance of athletics and life skill classes, and it suits everybody just fine everywhere else but here.
This issue was talked about in the state legislature here this past session.
Right. It did come up, and it, I guess, went nowhere. But now that one state has done it, I expect that there's going to be some momentum in this. So I think you're going to see more states try to accomplish the same feat by putting pressure on the NCAA with actual state laws.
So what do you expect the outcome to be, and how do you feel about this issue?
Well, I've been a big proponent of college athlete rights, not just football and basketball, but everyone. And I also think that this is really a smart move, because the NCAA will not do anything toward reform unless a gun is put to its head. I don't necessarily expect this to be what the case is in 2023 unchanged. I'm sure the NCAA is going to sue, and I'm sure they're going to lose because they have no leg to stand on this argument. And it is going to inspire them to engage in genuine reform, where they can come up with a pool of money to distribute to athletes that at least is a fair wage. I don't necessarily think that this is, you know, the be-all and end-all, but it is a great start on finally scaring straight the NCAA and being honest with their athletes and fair with their athletes, and probably a step in the direction of professionalization, which I think college athletes must go to, because right now in college athletics, everybody's getting paid except the athletes who are putting on the show.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.